This is St. Louis Public Radio. Two congressional districts in the St. Louis region are experiencing competitive Democratic primaries this summer. In the first congressional district contest, an upstart Democratic challenger is taking on a longtime incumbent. And in the second district, five Democrats are lining up to face Congresswoman Ann Wagner. St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum and Joe Manis explore the dynamics of these races. Rosenbaum starts in the 1st District.
Congressman Lacey Clay has an unblemished record at the ballot box. In a time when political experience is seen by some as a liability, the St. Louis Democrat believes his nearly 20 years in Congress is an asset.
I've developed a reputation of being hands-on and being able to deliver for people who have various issues that they encounter with our government.
Cori Bush is Clay's main challenger in the 1st District primary. The Florissant resident says her activism that followed the shooting death of Michael Brown in Ferguson could shake up Congress.
I believe I can move more mountains with this fresh new passion and just lived experience than someone who's been sitting there.
Clay and Bush both want to raise the minimum wage, expand health care for the poor, and change President Donald Trump's immigration policies. But Bush has gained support from a renegade faction of St. Louis's Democratic Party and from Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Ocasio-Cortez gained national attention when she upended an incumbent New York congressman. Bush says defeating Clay would send a big message.
And it will also show that sticking to the issues and not trying to comply with just what you know people want to hear, but actually going for what people need right now, that's what's going to win.
Clay is unconcerned with Ocasio-Cortez's involvement in his race. He has more money to spend and long-standing ties in the predominantly African-American district.
Voters in this district are quite intelligent. And they vote in their best interest.
Since the 1st District is heavily Democratic, the winner of the August 7th contest will be favored in November. Joe explains the situation is different in the 2nd District.
Two of the Democrats competing in the neighboring 2nd Congressional District showed up at Bush's events with Ocasio-Cortez. Mark Osmek and Court Van Ostrin identify with her progressive image. Osmek said that many Democratic voters are ready to cast off their party's established leaders.
People are ready for a change, they're ready for clarity, they're ready for courage, and they're ready for boldness.
That's why Van Ostrin is highlighting his progressive credentials.
Our hard work and our willingness to be a champion on progressive issues is why we've been endorsed by NARAL and the Teamsters.
The top issue for both candidates is health care and their support for expanding Medicare to cover all Americans. They are among five Democrats vying to replace Republican Congresswoman Ann Wagner of Baldwin. The 2nd District spans from Jefferson County to St. Charles. Wagner hasn't faced a tough contest since she first took office in 2013. She has one primary opponent, Noga Sachs, who hasn't campaigned much, so most of the attention is on her Democratic rivals. Van Ostrin, Osmek, John Messmer, Robert Hazel, and Bill Haas. Haas is a St. Louis school board member who won the 2nd District Democratic nomination in 2008. He is focusing on education.
What issue could be more important for the country than our children reading? They deserve a fair chance at life.
Osmek is a military veteran and calls for the U.S. to withdraw its remaining troops in Iraq and Afghanistan. He has split some Democratic endorsements with Van Ostrin, a lawyer who has raised the most money. Van Ostrin launched the contest's first TV ad this week. It features him talking about his mother's battle with terminal breast cancer and the health coverage she obtained through the Affordable Care Act. I'm Joe Manis.
And I'm Jason Rosenbaum, St. Louis Public Radio.